Welcome, yeah, everybody.
Not important.
Hello. Same damn time, same damn place. The Mega 64 podcast.
We're here.
You're here on a hot Sunday night with the Mega 64 boys. Coming to you live on a hot Sunday night.
It's hot.
We're your hosts. Hello, my name is Derek Acosta. Here with special honorary guest, Sean Chatfield. And security technical enforcer Garrett Hunter. And we are missing our main guy, Rock.
Where's that B-boy?
Rocco Digital Commando Bodie. He's not here currently. We are. Some of you may know we're experiencing technical difficulties out there in the cyber world. Some of you may know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Others of you may be in the dark right now. Rest assured, you will be informed.
The internet soldiers are pissed.
That's right, but where's Rocco? He's not here right now. He's gone commando, searching out our enemies, figuring out ways to take them on.
What does that mean?
He's gone into full Grim Reaper mode. He texted us saying he could be anywhere in the world right now. Rocco could be in his underwear in the jungles of Syria.
No, he's commando.
Yeah, he's commando.
No,
underwear.
He's commando.
Anything but the underwear. No, he's in commando mode. So that means,
like face paint.
Yeah, face paint.
A knife,
jungle paint. He's just got.
He's like this.
He's just got his tighty whities on with two Bowie knives. One stuck in the front. One stuck in the back.
Yeah.
He's got. Yeah, exactly. He's got a fucking Bluetooth keyboard.
Whoa.
In a quiver instead of arrows, he's got Bluetooth keyboards.
Yeah. Yikes.
Brought to you by Razer.
Yikes.
That's right. Rocco's gone digital commando. He won't be joining us tonight. He's away on mission. So you've got us.
Welcome. It is the night of the Oscars. It's our biggest night of the year. Our industry. Yeah. Because we're definitely show business.
It's what you guys do best.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're here. Right before we started, we got those... It's fucking my voice. That Imberry stuff that was... It makes something sweeter. It makes it sweet, sour,
These are
sour,
called,
sweet.
Like, Miracle Fruit tablets.
Yeah.
I've been to parties before and people pass them out and then serve, like, hors d'oeuvres.
Theme song.
This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one. Oh, by the way, now I've my feet getting something to eat. Fix me up, my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, it's killing me.
All right, that was Honey, I'm Home by Shania Twain. For everybody watching on Tuesday, that's my new jam, Honey, I'm Home by Shania Twain.
That Derek's new jam and all of our mamas back in the 90s jams as well.
I just discovered it, so I am behind the times.
That might be like an 02.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Late?
Yeah.
So it's latter Twain.
It's in our late stages.
The latter Twain. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off. We were talking about the important stuff.
We had sent this stuff. This isn't a sponsorship or anything like that. But I just tried these grapes after I had one of those pills, and it was the best grapes I've ever had. But I don't know.
There was no control. There was no control grape.
We don't know if these grapes right here are like the best grapes ever, or if
they're sour grapes that this makes them taste sweet.
So, somebody sent us this. Mberry. Miracle Fruit Tablets. Experience something truly amazing. Mberry Tablets transform ordinary foods into extraordinary.
Well, maybe that's what this did.
Whoa,
crazy. Those are really good grapes.
Made from the finest selection of miracle berries, turn on your taste bud and seduce your senses.
Yeah, right now we're hacking our taste buds.
That's how I felt about those grapes.
They're going to fuck your senses.
Yeah. Wait. Don't take one yet. I want you to eat a control grape first.
We saved two drapes.
So they recommend trying some cheese or some chili peppers or like a lime or a pineapple. We're going to try a grape.
I got cheese here.
It has a cheese.
It's cheesy.
All right. Hold on. Break me off a little piece of cheese.
You want cheese?
Break me off a little piece of cheese.
That's it. That's how it goes.
That's how the cheese jingle goes. All right, we're going to try... We're going to do Miracle Berry thing.
I'm going to have another one just for fun.
Wow, you're going to OD on this.
No.
Okay.
You can have up to three a day.
All right, I can confirm that the cheese tastes like regular Swiss cheese from Starbucks. I'm going to try a grape here. I'm going to try half a grape so I can do the same grape.
Oh, hey, wise. See, now, is that a really delicious grape or like a...
Okay. It's a pretty standard red grape.
Oh.
Not sour, not especially sweet.
Okay.
Hmm. All right, now where's the miracle berry?
Right there.
Have at it.
Okay.
Pop it out and chew it and get it all up in there.
So we've had standard Swiss cheese and a pretty okay berry.
Kind of get it on the taste bud.
I'm going to grind
it all
up.
Yeah, just get it on that one taste bud.
Do you say that? Get the bud.
It tastes good, though. It's like a fruity... I like miracle fruit, whatever that is.
Okay. Garrett likes it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I like that thing.
I like miracle fruits. You've heard it here first, guys.
Tastes a little bit like Mexican candy.
Yeah, okay. I can get that.
But some, yeah, there's some... Yeah, okay.
Like that spiced paste.
Okay, some Lucas.
Mm.
Lucas or Luca?
No, Lucas.
I don't know.
Lupus.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I'm trying to smear it all around my tongue.
Make a Y sound, Sean.
Let me get it all out of my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to coat the tongue.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go for the grape now, the thing I most recently tried, so the taste is still fresh in my mind. Let's see if this has changed at all. Grape tastes exactly the same.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'll be honest. Don't notice a difference.
Awesome. Try the other grape.
Try the other grape?
Yeah.
Or what about the cheese?
Let me try the cheese.
Get after that cheese, bro.
Now, this did taste like regular Swiss cheese a moment ago, and now...
Sweet cheese.
Oh, fuck.
No difference.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
man.
Tastes like regular cheese.
It's all in the head, people. It's all in the head.
So there you have it. We are not sponsored by M. Berry, so I can officially say this is bullshit. It doesn't work, and I don't recommend buying it.
Get it out of here.
So thank you to whoever sent that to us. Interesting experiment. Yo, welcome. This is the Mega 64 podcast. You're watching us.
Yeah. Hi. Hey. We just
did a body hack.
Yeah. Well, not really. It turned out to be...
Yeah, really. It was not a very good...
We're not very good.
We're not good. We're shitty.
Yeah.
We're shitty in every way.
Shit. Well, it's hot in here. We're shitty in every way. Shit.
Take your jacket off, Sean.
Yeah. Why don't you disrobe?
I'm sorry. Hot.
If you're hot, why don't you die naked and live young?
Okay.
It totally works. Somebody says I did it wrong. I'm supposed to suckle on it.
Oh, come on. You suck one thing, you suck anything.
Yeah, too much work. welcome everybody. Hey, we put out a new video.
Yes.
This week we put out our Disgaea video. Check it out. It's on our YouTube channel. I hope you enjoyed it if you saw it. I really liked the video. I had a personal connection with the video. It just felt like it was my kind of video. I was really proud of it. Yeah. It was weird. It was different. It was an officially endorsed video by NIS and the company that makes Disgaea, which was cool on their part.
Super cool.
To let us get away with making such a weird video.
That's the thing is, you know, with a bigger company to release that video, that's a sign of a cool company. For sure. Very cool. That video doesn't speak to me maybe the way it does to you. I like it, but
it's not your game.
I just can't catch my breath watching it, which is the point. But for me, it wasn't for me all the way.
I think the fan base of those games would definitely get that video.
Sure.
And it connects with them.
Sure.
In a spastic kind of way.
Yeah.
Similar to the games are just like meme-y, fucking humor, like kind of fast-paced, like very high energy.
There was actually a lot of...
It feels similar.
There was a lot of stuff from the Disgaea world crammed into that three-minute video. And I know that people who aren't fans of Disgaea probably don't get like the Prinny Dance or the Prism Rangers or Plein Air, which are all like things from Disgaea.
The Prism Rangers thing was actually like a really, I thought, effective technique where you keyed out and filmed on, but you used just such a quick fucking clip of it. It's so brief.
Yeah, well, the Prism Rangers were actually going to be like a bigger part in the video, but we edited it down to be just the short cameo that they made.
Right.
But I thought the video was really cool. I was proud of it. It was kind of like, in my mind, we pitched ideas around trying to come up with a good idea for the Disgaea video, and I feel like this was maybe one of the ideas I pitched, and it kind of won over. And in my mind, I was imagining this was almost like a broadcast you would see on a television in like the other world from the movie Beetlejuice. You know, yeah, how in Beetlejuice, when the people die and they go to the afterlife, it's all just kind of surreal and yes, weird colors and just everything's off kilter. That's what I was kind of imagining for this Disgaea video.
There's an 80s movie. There's an 80s movie with John Ritter that's about just that, where he gets a TV.
They get stuck in a TV.
And they could see
into
hell. I used
to love that movie.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Wow, I have a channel. Stay tuned.
You channeled it. But it was an awesome movie. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Stay tuned is a movie I used to love as a kid, and I guess subconsciously that kind of stuff still appeals to me. Because this video was very broadcast from hell. And I feel like that's what I kind of like about it. Like, honestly, it makes you a little uncomfortable on purpose. It's a little bit like you can't tell where it's from or what's going on or who exactly it's for. But I think it tells a very, detailed story of, these guys are promoting Disgaea and Rocco's dad got tricked into being a part of this contest.
Right.
And he's kind of just like a blue-collar Joe who doesn't really give a shit about anime games or video games in general. I thought it was a really funny video.
Yeah.
A lot of people online, I felt like the reaction online was very polarized. People either really, really, really loved it or fucking hated it. Which to me...
sign of a good video.
Yeah, to me, I like that kind of response. I'm happy when a video gets people really passionate in their response, positive or negative. That to me is better than just I don't care. At least there's people being like, this is the best video ever, or I really did not like this at all. I was like, hey, it at least, got your attention.
Got a reaction. I thought Rocco's dad was great. I mean, he's always a good sport, but we've done some things to Rocco's dad. We put him in a dog cage in his front yard the week he moved into that house and the neighbor saw him. We've done some things to him, but for him to put on the wig and that little outfit was awesome.
We taped it onto him. You can see.
We had to find an anime
gaffer's tape on
an anime schoolgirl blouse, and we got one off Amazon, and the biggest we could find was medium. So we had to cut it down the back and tape it onto him. Yeah. Embalmer style, right? That's what they do to you when you're dead?
That is what they do, yeah.
What they do?
You kind of have a seam up
when
your
they
back.
Dress dead bodies, they just cut the clothes down the back, and then they just put them on top.
That makes sense. Yeah,
that sounds lazy.
I know, it's fucking
so
morticians
it's like their bare
so
butt
lazy.
Hitting the
dude! Oh, there's a butt touching the casket.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
There's
velvet. That's like a nice cush.
Everybody in America
velvet.
Gets buried bare ass to the coffin.
Mm. Hey, I'm cremate me. I'm not dealing with this.
That's first place the worms are gonna go,
dude. The worms have easy access to your butt,
right up your
beehole.
Yeah. What a horrible thing to have
in
me.
If I'm bare ass in a coffin, I'm going face down, ass up. I don't care.
Yeah, bury me with my ass in the sky,
dude. That's the way I like to get buried.
Be sure you come to my viewing because I got something to show you.
Open casket,
yeah.
Full moon,
open casket. Emphasis on the cast.
Woo!
Yeah, Disgaea.
Did they cremate you with your clothes on? Can they do that?
What?
Can they cremate you with your clothes on?
I'm sure.
Wait, can they cremate you with your clothes
on? Yeah, why not? I want to go out in the suit. Why can't I do that?
You could probably hold your cat, too.
I don't... What?
Is the cat dead?
It's all getting burned up. It doesn't matter.
Okay, forget it. Never mind. So that's the video.
Disgaea. It was Sean inside the Prism Rangers.
Let me tell you that I spent a lot of time on that costume. You saw it for 10 seconds, but I didn't. Less than that, actually. But a lot of time on it. But I was proud of the idea of Derek. You chroma keyed it. What'd you do? The effect you used to make it so different colors. But I purposely didn't have green in the rainbow, so that wouldn't change.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It turned out good, I thought. So
I thought that was my favorite effect of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I love how brief it was because that really gave it.
It was cool.
And that was, I was inside the Prinny costume for the Prinny dance, which that costume felt like a personal submarine. If you've never been inside a big mascot like that before, I hadn't in a while, it was very hot inside. And the only way to look out was through the eye holes, which were portholes on either side of it.
And there was one little slot in front. You could look down and see your
feet.
You could
kind of see through the nose to see that there was nobody in front of you. But other than that, you were walking blind.
All I thought was, that's the sweatiest I've ever seen you. And I've seen you on fire.
Pretty sweaty.
I've seen you literally on fire.
It was really hot in there. But doing the pretty dance is a good workout. It makes you sweaty.
Go ahead.
Nothing. I was just proud of that video, and we worked really hard on it.
Yeah, they loaned us that costume. It was legit. That was like the legit pretty costume.
Yeah, you've probably seen that at like conventions and stuff out on their show floor.
Yeah, I think Rocco was really funny in it, but Sean was good as Prison Rangers. I was pretty. There was the whole team came together to make
my
a beautiful production.
Thing about being the Prison Rangers was Rocco in heaven choreographing the things that I could do.
Sean needed things to do with his hands, and Rocco fucking nerded out. Totally overthought it. Yeah. He was telling us, well, the Power Rangers actually do these moves, which, and I know when Rocco sees this, he's going to be upset that I don't know the actual. I know right now Rocco is at home being like, it's all wrong, actually. Like, they do the
jungle.
They do the summoning bomb and then the expel. But you know what, Rocco? Let me tell you, nobody cares. Okay, you wasted our time.
Right.
And frankly, I'm glad you're not here now to waste the time of our audience. But yeah, he nerded out. He was loving it, obviously. Yeah.
He was Cloud Nine. Cloud Nine, for sure.
Cool video. We also put out an update video this week about Funny Factory. The first episode is going to debut really soon. Actually, this Friday, right? March 4th?
March 5th or 4th? Shit.
4th. March 4th. 4th. Friday. So stay tuned for that. That's still on schedule, and it's going to be really cool. Friend Dimension is the
first
show.
Friend Dimension is the first one.
And
we've been working very hard.
I know. I know everybody out there is really excited to see the new weekly web series we've been talking about for a while. It is going to be really fun. We've got we've been collecting set pieces. We've been creating new set pieces around here. I'm really excited for my show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to give away any details, but let me say I am very excited to show it.
I had a dream about my show.
Are you getting nervous about your show? Or are you excited?
Like nightmares? You're keeping me awake? This was. It's funny because, I'm excited, but this dream I had, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off, but I'm going to make this happen.
Uh-oh.
I am very excited for this.
You're going to make the
it's
dream
It's not
going to
be
reality.
Like the first week or second week. It's going to be later on down the line. But
what
it's
was your dream? Can you
awesome.
Say? Or do you not want to?
It would spoil it.
Was
so
it
I
a
can't.
Guest?
It was a guest. I got a guest on my show. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool, guys. Pretty fun. It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
I'm gonna get him.
Gosh.
After he's gonna win tonight, I'm gonna get
him. I was gonna say Ego Raptor, but that Leo's way better.
Yeah, Leo. Yeah.
So stay tuned. The first episode is coming within a week.
Yeah.
Less than
yeah.
a week.
It's starting.
That's crazy. I can't believe it's only less than a week away.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas. It's so wonderful. Anyways, enough about that shit. real quick, we do have as well. Since we're talking about new stuff for Mega 64, we have some new shirts that... Are they out now?
Yeah.
Are they available now?
They're available now. I'm wearing one right now. It's the Cali 64 shirt back online after Black Friday. They were wiped out. We bought them back.
Wow.
And then also the Digital Surfer has come back one last time. So get those two shirts. They're both very soft.
Two shirts.
Sean originals.
Yep. That's true. Me and Jason Cryer together.
Wow. Oh, you and... Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get those at shop.mega64.com. And you know what? We accept all major forms of credit card, and I don't care if it's your card or not.
Yeah.
So if you got the digits, we got the products.
As your magic says, they wanted to get everyone on Funny Factory. It sucks we have our individual shows. Mm-hmm. It's going to change every week. Like, right. You know, just because it's Derek's show doesn't mean I can't be on his show. So... Rest assured, everything's fine.
Yeah.
He's just in the director's chair that week.
Let me tell you, Sean will not be featured on my show.
Which is fine. I'm just a guest on this show.
I wasn't
going to assume anything.
That is absolutely not allowed.
Sure.
No, you know what? I know people want all of us on Funny Factory, and that's why we have Friend Dimension. That's the group show. When you see the individually hosted shows, you won't be disappointed.
Yep.
You'll be very happy with what you get.
It's going to be more than just one person.
Sure. Maybe.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know. Okay, so this is important. Mm-hmm. I think that anybody who watches Divers, Drive-Ins, and Dines knows that the proper way the proper way to pronounce his name is Guy Fieri.
Fieri.
Okay, it's not Fieri. Okay. It's Fieri.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking Guy Fieri could use a new TV show. What if he had a travel show and it was called Fieri Set Go?
I think it...
You were thinking about that?
I was, wrote itself. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Derek was thinking about that.
I was thinking about that. What if Guy Fieri had a TV show where he worked out and got into shape and it was called Sweaty Fieri?
I would kickstart that kind of program.
That's right. And
what if he got his own pog?
Jammin'
Jetty
Fieti. No, you didn't say it right.
Rockin' Jetty Fieti.
Say it again. Take it Jammin' again from the top.
Jammin' Jetty Fieti.
The whole joke from the top, please.
No, fuck you. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, well, come on. Take three. Take three.
No.
Come on, we're here. We want to get it right.
What if Guy Fieti had his own pog and it was Jammin' Jetty Fieti?
Nice.
What if he came out with a toy for children that you could pop cassettes into?
Yeah.
It'd be Teddy Fieti.
Whoa. What if there was a show where Guy Fieri marches naked into the snowy woods and finds the white Sasquatch and wrestles him to death, and it's called Fieti v. Yeti. Fieti versus Yeti. Fieti versus Yeti. All I'm saying is Guy Fieri has so many fucking shows he could do. Stop eating shit, boy.
What if Guy Fieri had a show where... Yeah. He had people come on every week, and they talk about the thing that they never got to do, and he allows them to do it, and it's called Fieti Regretti.
Eric, that's a great idea for a show, yeah. But a better title would be called Fieti Already.
Awesome.
Because now you can do it already. Anyway, so that was important. Wow, I just want to take a moment to talk about that. Rocco never lets me talk about that shit.
I imagine... Rocco specifically never lets you talk about that.
He says, no Fieti combos.
I say this is important. He says, let's talk about video games. Let's talk about what viral meme I saw.
Evangelion again.
I played Nathan Drake Adventures again. Uncharted, whatever.
Remastered.
Hey, Eric, you got a lot of flack on that.
Hey, what? That's all right.
Review.
What?
Eric, last what week, happened? Talked about the Uncharted 2 opening, saying that he didn't like it. I haven't played this game, so I don't know. But I didn't see one person on your side, Eric. Not one.
I'm totally okay with that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
Eric's a lone wolf, man.
I wish it would have started at the beginning instead of in the middle. That's it.
Okay. Fair analysis.
Didn't play it. Don't
fair
know.
Analysis from an expert gamer, guys.
Yeah, I'm an expert. I'm a guy gamer. I'm an expert gamer.
Eric is part of the video game industry.
Yeah.
So he's got opinions.
True.
Yeah, look at me over here in the dark.
You know what? Let's talk vid games. We have been playing vid games IRL.
Yeah.
In real life, we do play video games. Garrett, you mentioned that you've been playing some Evil Within.
Yeah, I restarted Evil Within.
So have you... You played Evil Within. Did you beat it?
No.
So you started from the beginning? I guess that's what restart would
suggest. I did a lot because I forget the controls. I'm really bad at remembering a control for a game.
I restarted on easy this time because I just need to get through. And I was, I'm looking at my previous saves. I was 11 hours in.
That's not that bad.
Somewhere chapter 7 or something like that. But I feel like maybe 10 hours is the perfect length video game for me now.
Really?
Because anything past that, I seem to fall off of.
Well, Metal Gear 5 was, what, like 30
hours? Well, that's, to me, like, triple fucking A title gold, like, all I look for in life to play.
Wow.
Sorry. All praise be to Hideo. But I've been playing Metal Gear Online Solid since its release.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to games now, I am with that. It's always easy. Always on easy. It used to be, like, medium. Oh, I can do hard on this one. And now it's like, fuck that, don't care, easy.
It's remarkably easier than... Because I was just playing on normal my first playthrough, and that game got really fucking frustrating on normal. Because now I'm going through and just fucking blazing past it. Yeah, I kind of know where everything is and what the puzzle-solving aspects are, but I'm having a good time with it.
You know what? Honestly, I don't really play games anymore that are kind of just like... a narrative story, you know, where it's like you're a guy and you're basically playing a video game, which is a movie. Like Uncharted and
Metal Gear
was the only one that I played recently that I really got into. But for me, I play a lot of like strategy games or just I don't just play narrative games. So it's kind of never a question of like hard or easy on the types of games I play.
Are you excited for the new XCOM?
I haven't heard much about it. Actually, so no, it's not on my radar.
Really?
I liked the first XCOM, the one that came out a few years ago, Enemy Unknown. But even that game, I didn't beat it. I enjoyed playing it, and there was kind of a story to it, but it wasn't something that you had to, like, oh, I really got to find out this story. It was just to progress the game along, gives you more scenarios to play. But, Yeah, when I do play those games, I tend to put them on hard, but I always find myself knocking it down a couple of times. I play normal. For me, I go normal.
That's happened. And I like to start normal, but then I found that if I'm going to go in, like when I buy a remastered version of a game for PS4, or now with Evil Within, starting over and giving it another playthrough, I know it's just like, I got to get through this. I'm going to play on easy.
Yeah. So they've announced that they're going to release Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6, re-release it on the new consoles.
Oh, really? Wait,
they did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Wow. Four, five, and six? Can you get them separately?
No. Oh, wow.
Resident Evil's been so... Oh, you know what? I saw a lot of people talking online about Resident Evil 4, probably because no one cares about 5 and 6.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
Is it a bundle of the three of them together, or is it...
At the end, I think they're going to put them all on disc. They're staggering them.
Oh, I'll get the disc.
6 is coming out, like, next week.
Of course.
Or a couple weeks.
I still have...
No, 5 is this summer, 4 is this fall.
Which okay. is so, okay, why well, would they put out... I know why they put out 6 first, but it's just like...
No one wants it.
Nobody wants that.
For the same reason they released the what the fuck, Phantom Menace.
Yeah, the 3D, I think the same thing.
Exactly.
Yep.
It looks exactly the same. It's just that.
I never played 6. I played Resident Evil Raccoon City Stories. Wasn't that like the multiplayer?
Oh, what was that called?
Operation Raccoon City. Yeah, I played that.
That was a weird... Kind of fun, really bad game.
I remember on the podcast, I praised it one week. I was like, you know what? I'm playing this game. It's pretty fun. And the very next week, it was like a whole different story. It's like, I hit a level that was so cheap and lame. Yeah. I turned this game off. Don't like it anymore.
See, and I feel like it's a matter of maybe not as big budgets on those games. Because I'm having that same problem with Evil Within. And I know that it was kind of like... Shinji Mikami wanted to do, like, a new survival horror game, kind of Resident Evil style.
Yeah.
But it was a lot smaller of a budget.
You know
the
what?
Game, like, it looks good enough, but it's got fucking cheap shit that's just, like, it's not refined. You get stuck in edges. Items fall through
areas.
Yeah,
if you have a smaller budget, you gotta make a smaller game. Because trying to make a really big game, it gets filled with these glitches and these holes that kind of ruin the experience. It's not worth it.
I think that's where I might get a little detracted because I'll get real fucking frustrated with Evil Within. It's nicer now playing on easy, but I think that same thing would happen to me with that Operation Raccoon City.
Definitely. So they're releasing 6, which I'm not interested in, and I didn't even really like Resident Evil 5. I don't know how you guys felt. I really loved Resident Evil 4, but Resident Evil 5, I could not get into.
I liked it.
I played it with a friend, actually, and we beat a lot of it. And then my friend moved away, and it was like, okay, I kind of like had an inventory that was split between two people.
I remember that.
This is lame, so I tried to go back and play it by myself, and I just couldn't get into it. So,
I played it all by myself.
I got to the very last fight, last bad guy with me and my friend, and we stopped playing, and I never beat it.
Shit.
I know.
Damn, but yeah,
it was alright. It was a fun co-op game. I didn't play it individually ever.
I hated that Resident Evil was becoming co-op.
Yeah.
So
I remember you being pissed off when I talked about that.
I played it through by itself, but I liked the story. The story was still cool. I mean, 6, I still haven't finished. Oh. And I don't need a PS4 version of it.
But Resident Evil 4 is actually one of my favorite games ever.
Yeah,
I think I've beat that game more than any other game, other than like Smash Brothers. I beat that game like five or six times.
The most.
Evil Within has a lot of environments that feel Resident Evil 4 village setting.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's cool. I'm sorry, they're released in it or is it like an HD remake of these?
There's a trailer and it shows all three games.
Yeah.
They're not rebuilding it from the ground up.
They're just higher frame rates.
It just looks better though.
1080p.
Oh, that's cool. Well, hey, I'm yeah, you know, hey, they released Resident Evil 4 probably 30 times already, but I will buy it again, I guess.
Yeah, I'll just wait for the disc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there games that you guys will buy over and over again? Like, for me, it's Streets of Rage 2. No matter what console that comes out on, if I have that console, I'll get that game.
Ocarina of Time.
I just got it on PC again. Like, I'll buy the game over and over. Do you have anything like that?
Ocarina of Time, I own on every fucking thing, and I would buy it again if it came up for the Wii U. Resident Evil 4, and I don't know. Mario World, maybe?
I don't know. I think definitely Resident Evil 1 for me.
There's no game.
I just have on everything
it's on. I often rebuy games, but I don't think there's anything that is like, oh, I have to have this. Every time they put it out, I'll get it. I really just buy stuff on whims. Like, I'll be in a mood to play something and be like, oh, shit, I don't have it. I'll just buy it again.
Mm-mm. Did they ever release WarioWare on, like, the Nintendo Store for the... Yeah, WarioWare, right? That was the one for the... It was on the GameCube, I think.
The one on the GameCube is the only version of that is the GameCube version.
Well, that is like one of the best games ever.
Yeah.
And they just
that one hasn't come digitally.
Nope.
They fucked up on that one. Wow. Hey Nintendo, get on that. WarioWare.
Get on it.
Get on it.
Get on it, Nintendo.
Call up Reggie.
Thank you.
Oh, Rocco's got the one who has his number, huh?
I got Reggie's number.
I got his number too.
I can text Reggie.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Garrett, it sounds like you're the only one without Reggie.
I think it is.
Reggie don't ever text back, though.
Funny how I never get invited over to Nintendo World in Seattle.
It's not funny. There's a reason for it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie
doesn't like you.
Reggie hates
you.
Just you.
Yeah. I went over to the Nintendo headquarters once, and I knocked on the door, but nobody answered. And I looked in the window, and all the lights were off, but I know they were in there, probably just hiding from me. So I snuck in, and I got my cell phone out, and I turned on the light, and I looked around with my light. And
you up?
I couldn't find them, but I know they were in there.
You know what? This is fucked up, because I was in there with them, and we were all hiding. And we were, like, laughing.
You were giggling, he was outside with his
light? Oh, it was mother.
That's fucked up. I didn't even get invited.
Motherfuckers. Well, that's everything for the podcast this week.
Is that the list? We're done then. Let's go home.
We've hit everything on the list. Actually, we are sponsored. We do have sponsors.
Yep.
Before we sign off, let me tell you about the greatest drink on earth, Kickapoo.com, baby. Drink this website and love it!
I want it.
You can follow them on Twitter if you have an account.
If they have an account,
you can follow them on Twitter. You can go to Amazon, buy their drinks. They're great. I have this garbage water.
I had a computer and it wasn't working. I shook up a can of Kickapoo,
sprayed
it all over the motherboard. Computer started working again.
That is a good idea.
I think that there were some connections that weren't connected and the Kickapoo made them stick together. Sugar. However that worked.
Sugar lets the electrons through.
So make sure you get a backup case of Kickapoo, one to drink. One for fixing your computer problems. Go to Kickapoo, drinkkickapoo.com, find Kickapoo on Amazon. I really think you should try it. If you haven't tried Kickapoo yet, you don't even know what you're missing. You can't say it's bad until you've tried it.
Yeah.
You can't say it's good until you've tried it.
Don't do that.
Don't say that.
Also, Loot Crate, you can go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and get a discount on a box of random stuff. Last time we got the Deadpool box, I liked it. Maybe a little bit too much.
How much did you like Deadpool?
I loved it. And that shirt tasted so good.
You watch it on Facebook too?
No. But Rocco seemed a little miffed by the whole thing.
Why does he get so miffed?
He got miffed by the last box. I don't know.
He gets so upset about some things, but then he'll recite the proper moves for the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
At other times.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never know what's going to piss that guy off and what's going to make him giddy.
Yeah, that's the thing. He'll get really upset about certain things, and then he'll watch, like, all of Fuller House.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Fuller House. Rocco has been watching Fuller House. He's watched multiple episodes of it.
What?
I don't understand how Rocco can do that.
Are you guys watching Fuller House too? I've seen
I'm not.
A lot.
No, I had never watched Full House, so it wasn't made
for
me.
Okay, I did watch Full House.
I think I was
the only one who didn't watch that show.
Really? Yeah, I feel like you're the person most likely to like Full House.
Yeah, it was
made. I never
it was made
it.
For you.
Yeah, that's true. If there was one person here that I would say like, oh, you would have liked Full House as a kid, it would have been Sean.
Yeah, Doug fan over here.
I watched the first episode of Fuller House. Let's talk Fuller House for a second, everybody. It's time to talk Fuller House.
What's going on?
Show's garbage.
Uh-oh.
And I'm losing respect for so many people online who are just praising Fuller House. I feel like you have to really just... I've yet to see somebody say I like Fuller House without an essay describing exactly why it's okay for them to like it and why the humor actually is, it reminds them of the old show.
Oh, they're justifying.
It's so much like the lady doth protest too much.
Mm. Well, the review I've heard is it's garbage and I love it, is what I've heard. And it's the same as Full House. It's nothing's changed. Same format, same cheesy jokes.
Maybe it's just that those
90s... I don't think it is the same as Full House. I remember, and maybe I'm wrong, but I remember Full House being a little bit better.
It was serious. Are they taking this very tongue-in-cheek?
I don't know.
I think that...
Well, that was serious. That was a serious show.
I mean, it was funny, but they dealt with an issue. Usually one of the girls had something
with, like, family
on.
Ties.
You know what? Yeah. Let me tell you.
All right.
Have you seen it? You haven't seen
it? I haven't seen this, no.
You know anything about it?
I know they got everyone to reunite except for the Olsen twins.
Okay, but here's the thing. The older people, Bob Saget, John Stamos, Dave Coulier, they're not on the show. It's only for the first episode. Oh. There are special guests on the first episode. The show is actually about DJ Tanner, Stephanie, and Kimmy, the neighbor.
Yeah.
Michelle's not on anymore.
And they all three came back, those girls?
They all three came back, and they kind of assumed the roles that the guys used to have in the old ones. So, like, yeah. DJ is now the widowed mother and has two or three kids.
Widowed?
Yeah, just like Danny Tanner, his wife.
Oh, yeah. Steve died?
She didn't marry Steve.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Steve's, apparently, there's a firefighter who died in a fire.
Steve's on the show.
How heroic!
Wait. She didn't marry Steve, but Steve is on the show?
Steve's on the show, but they didn't get married, backup so plan. It's going to be this, you know, romance story.
Oh, that makes sense.
They're
no, milk, that makes
they're
sense.
Milk this
that's
romance
what they're doing.
Story
don't remarry. Yeah.
Stephanie is how long was the Stephanie fire? Is living in the house. She's like this hotshot musician. She's a DJ now.
Oh, fucking A.
She goes by the name DJ Tanner. That was pretty
great.
Funny.
That is funny.
That's hey, Fuller House. I didn't like your show, but that was the funniest part.
Hey, real talk.
Stephanie goes by the name DJ Tanner.
We know someone who went to school with them for a period of time.
Who?
With Stephanie, the actress who played Stephanie.
Really?
We did.
Yeah.
Who? Can we say?
No.
Okay. Well,
she didn't have anything nice to say.
So y'all never know. Oh, and then Kimmy is going to move in, and she's kind of like Dave Coulier, you know, the goofy one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the dynamic of the show. It's all gender swapped, and the new generation has taken the mantle. But I feel like the humor is a little bit different. They make jokes about, like, acid flashbacks. They make, like, jokes about
sex. Because
it's the
kids, you know? It's DJ and Stephanie.
Yeah, and
they were wild. They went to
they grew up in San Francisco, bro.
They went to a Counting Crows concert.
You know what?
And certain parts of the show, they flash back to the original series. And I feel like when they do that, when they put it side by side, you just kind of tell, like, the charm is just different. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a similar thing with the X-Files relaunch. I don't know if we ever talked about it.
I watched the first two episodes of that.
I watched, like, the first three, and I don't know if I can keep
going. I thought
that
the first episode was really bad, but I kind of liked the second one.
The third one I didn't mind,
yeah.
But I feel like the acting in it is so bad. I feel like Scully and Mulder are so unbelievable. Their dialogue
really?
Is unbelievable.
Maybe they're just out of it.
How's Joe McHale?
He was awful. He was in the first episode from what I saw,
yeah,
and I really did not like him.
Yeah. I felt like... see if I'm wrong here. Full House was a show for kids, and now they're making it for the same people as if they were kids.
That's exactly correct. Children today are not going to want to watch Full House.
It is for you.
30-somethings are.
Yeah, it's people who were children 30 years ago who are now grown-ups but still have a desire to watch a shitty show made for
kids.
For kids.
Okay. Well, it's on – what service is this? Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Netflix original series.
Hmm. But again, I don't know.
Yeah, so Fuller House. You know what I think? What would be better than Fuller House? Bring back Urkel.
Fuck yeah.
Bring back Urkel.
Bring back Urkel.
Urkel. Family. Bring back Urkel. And call it Family Matters Again.
Family Matters Again.
Matters again.
But
family
no one
matters
else. Again. Don't bring back Carl. Don't bring back Lisa.
What about Jael?
I also
do not
think,
bring him back.
I also think you can bring back Step by Step and call it Day by Day. And we can get away with that.
I love that show.
And was another show?
They did bring back Boy Meets World.
They did.
It is Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World. Yeah, but I never watched Boy Meets World either. But
really,
are you serious?
Like, why did Sean not watch any of the shows?
It's like when I think of that show, I think of you. Like,
I don't know. Honestly. I don't know what happened in that point of my life.
What were you watching? Like
edgy
stuff?
No, because I wasn't watching Terminator or Ghostbusters or anything like that. I don't know what I was doing.
Was being edgy.
What the fuck was I doing?
Lord over here.
I was watching Home Improvement with my dad, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Feeny, Sean.
I was listening to emo music, watching Home Improvement.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. Anyways, but Girl Meets World, to that show's credit, even though I never watched it, it doesn't matter. It's the two people who are the kids are now the parents on this show. Mm. But this is on the Disney Channel for kids, and Emma watches this. It's a kid's show.
Oh,
and I feel like, it's a kid's show. Yeah. Whatever. It's harmless. Who cares?
They can't bring back Seventh Heaven.
Yo, no, they didn't.
That guy got busted. Forget,
yeah. That guy was a that freak. Yeah, they bring it back. Call it solitary confinement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call it 20 to life.
Call it seventh hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you, though, my life as a kid was a lot of times pretending that I saw those shows, like Boy Meets World, because I did. My friends talked about it. I want to be cool with them, but I didn't know what Sean. I was talking about.
Why didn't you just watch it?
Why didn't you just say, I didn't watch it? Tell me what happened.
Ah. I don't know. I didn't do it.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
You were that kid.
Oh, yeah. The word poser was made for me.
Oh, Sean. Yeah. I hated that word, too, in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Poser.
Yeah. Someone called me a poser because I had a wallet chain. I got a wallet chain.
I had a wallet chain, too.
Yeah.
I wore it to school the next day, yeah. And someone called me a poser.
I was never cool. I'm never going to be cool, and I've accepted that now.
You couldn't have a wall chain if you didn't skate, but I did skate, so...
I skated, but I sucked, but I still skated.
Fuck that guy!
I think somebody called me a poser because I wanted to play dodgeball, and I got out.
Poser.
Yeah.
People would throw dodgeball wannabe.
People would throw that word around very loosely yeah. when I was a child.
Well, but now it's hipster. Now instead of
that's
poser.
A really so, yeah, that's a loose insult that gets kind of tossed.
Rocco talked about the show Vinyl last week.
That.
I watched it.
You like it?
I really liked it. He said that people were saying there's no one relatable and likable in the show. I like people.
You know what's funny is Rocco praised the show but said there's nobody relatable and likable on it. But yeah. He uses that same excuse for not liking Game of Thrones.
That's true. That's true.
That made me mad.
There's no one that's relatable or likable, huh?
Yeah, we can talk about Game of Thrones when Rock was here.
I want to see that.
Game of Thrones or Vinyl?
No, Vinyl.
Ooh, talk about Game of Thrones. You guys can have a whole 20-minute Game of Thrones chat.
It's not happening
Game of
right
Thrones
now.
Is coming back in about a month. I'm worried that it's going to suck because they've now surpassed what's written yeah. in the books, and they're going to be making up their own
yeah.
Dude.
Source material, HBO. So we'll see.
But Vinyl is great. I would have never known... That was Andrew Dice Clay. Had it not been for, I looked up a picture of him to put in the podcast last week.
Oh, you couldn't tell that voice?
No, not really. Oh, wow. I couldn't tell. Yeah, I liked it a lot. So I would say definitely check out Vinyl. I saw the second episode of 11/22/63, and I thought that was great.
Speaking in codes?
Yeah.
That's the show.
That's what is this J.J. Abrams
it's
the thing?
Show. Yeah, it is.
Of course, it's a series
you know what
of
I find so nothing wrong with the show, but it's weird to me that James Franco is playing such an older character. That's all because
sure.
I've seen James Franco act and stuff for the past 15 years, and he's always been. He went from high school student to young guy, but now he's playing like older English teacher.
All right,
which is natural. You know, life goes on, people get older, but it's just weird to see an actor that you always associate with being. Younger role playing a much more grown up role. It's like, dang.
That's gotta yeah. have happened to our parents with guys like Harrison Ford, maybe, or
sure.
Kurt Russell.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah. Kurt Russell Terrier, yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite puppy actor.
Dang, oh. And it'll happen to you young kids out there. Yeah. Someday Justin Bieber is gonna be an old man.
Well, there's probably some internet soldiers out there that have seen us grow facial hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have our voices deepen.
James Franco has aged. James Franco and Sean have something in common.
R.I.P.
Finally.
Sean is
the only person who could stay young forever is me.
That's right.
You do look sparkling.
But I would say, I honestly, of all the shows that I've seen lately, I would recommend that 11/22/63 the most. I
over think, Vinyl.
Yeah, but that's for me. For you, for Eric Vinyl, for you.
Vinyl.
For you.
I really want to see this Vinyl show, but I don't have HBO.
It. Oh.
Hey, Garrett, you can have my recommendation. You can watch Vinyl if you
okay,
want.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh, no
you get.
Yeah, he can watch it.
You get a level 11/22, 13th Avenue.
Nah, you can have that too.
Honey, I'm home now. Pour me a drink and don't give a fuck if 11/22/63 is on. So go fuck you, cause I had a bad day and I don't give a shit if you don't like it. So rub my feet and I got corn. You like corn? Not this kind of corn. My foot.
That's damn good.
Fuck yeah. I love that
Shania.
Song.
Shania.
Shania, bring it home.
I just got, fucking telling the I men just, where to stick it.
I just got the spirit of Shania.
Yeah. Holy Ghost coursing through you.
Holy Ghost of Shania coming out of my golden voice.
That's fucking radical.
And if you want any more Shania Twain songs sung by me, then you can recommend them to the podcast. Question of the week. What
oh,
are
yeah.
The, what
email.
Are the Shania Twain songs? Can I do?
What's the email, Sean?
Email podcast@mega64.com, and then you can email the podcast.
That was Rocco usually does that a lot smoother.
Yeah, I was caught off guard.
Honestly, to be real with you.
And if we get a million emails, I am going to free Kesha. I'm going to free Kesha myself. You know what I'm going to do?
Tell us.
I'm going to take these bare hands, and I'm going to find Dr. Luke. I'm going to rip the fucking locks off the doors.
He's like a super villain.
Dr. Luke probably has like 10 fucking deadbolts on his doors because he heard Derek's coming for him.
Scared.
I'm going to fucking fuck that shit up. I'm going to grab Dr. Luke by the cuffs of his collar. And I'll hold him out a window 20 feet in the air.
Fuck yeah.
And I'd be like, you let go of all the fucking contracts or I'm going to let go of this contract right now. And I'm going to let go with one hand.
Ooh. That'll scare him.
And then he would say, I'm going to say, TikTok, buddy. What's your decision?
Mm-hmm. And then he'll say, I'm only three floors up. That's not going to kill me. And you go, I know. And then you drop him and he breaks his legs.
I'm going to say, you're about to die young.
I've seen that.
Bitch. Anyways.
Timber.
I'm going to free Kesha.
That's good.
I'm going to fucking free Kesha.
You're a hero,
I think
dude.
You should. And I'm not none of this Twitter bullshit. I'm not going to tweet. Ooh, wouldn't it be nice if Kesha was free?
No, do it.
I'm going to do it. Because action speaks louder than Twitter.
And violence.
Quote me on that.
Violence speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does. Is that
the moral of tonight's podcast, Garrett?
Yep.
Okay.
If I could send the viewers off any info.
You know what Dr. Luke needs?
What's that?
An ass kicking.
He does. He needs to get the fucking shit kicked out of him.
He wouldn't want to hold on to these contracts so bad after he got his ass kicked.
He's got
to
taste his own blood in his mouth, Eric. You know what I'm saying? Real nitty gritty stuff.
He's got to taste my boot with a little bit of the brown stuff on the tip.
You got me fired up. I want to join you on this Kesha crusade if you would have.
You and me got a free Kesha.
That's right. All right, I'm in.
No more of this Twitter bullshit.
You gonna fucking stand idle by and just watch Fencewalker?
No, I'll tag along.
All right, cool. All right.
I say action speaks louder than Twitter, and Garrett says violence speaks volumes.
And I say, I'll tag along.
Hang 10, violence
and Sean
volumes,
and Sean's going to bring a box of tag-alongs to watch the show.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, those are like my third favorite Girl Scout cookies, so fuck yeah, bro.
Kesha Crusade 2016.
Hey, they announced Pokemon Sun and Moon. Is that right?
Yep.
Black and White too.
I don't get it.
But you gotta have, you gotta sell twice as much.
Theme of the podcast. I never played Pokemon as a kid.
Jesus Christ!
But
Sean,
why are you talking?
But
always seems red and blue.
This thing that everyone did as a kid, and that's the only connection to it. I didn't do it, so
why does every kid in America like baseball? I never played that. What's the big deal? No.
But let me get my question out. Yes,
they were brilliant from the inception with Red and Blue. They sold two games,
right?
But it's the same game.
Okay, so that's my question. Yes. What's different about this?
So it's the same thing.
Different
so
Pokemon,
different ones. There's a few different ones.
But is it the same like maps?
It's the same maps, but the maps have different Pokemon in them. So you got to get one, and then your friend gets the other one, and you trade.
But it's always been that Red and Blue,
right?
Green and what was the opposite of green?
I think I have to sit tonight at this Dying. Think about what the fuck did I do when I was a kid? Because I don't know.
What did you do? You were in dance class. You did some cool activities and stuff.
You.
Is that why you didn't play Pokemon?
That was during school hours, dummy. Everyone did dance class in my school.
Gotta get extra credit.
Hey!
I didn't.
Everyone did dance class in my school. I didn't know I was fucking weird doing it until I went to middle school and asked when's dance class and it was over.
What is it? You went to a performing arts elementary?
Yeah! It was all fucked up for me from there on.
When's dance class?
And guess what?
That's sixth grade.
Guess what? I was called gay boy for the rest of middle school.
No.
I want to give a shout out to my mom and dad not giving the heads up on that one.
Excuse me, teacher. I'm just wondering.
When's
dance class? Because I'm just waiting.
No one told me that wasn't normal.
They called you what?
We had a full day yesterday, but we didn't do any dancing, so I'm wondering just...
It wasn't that.
They doomed you. Your folks fucked you up. They sent you to...
They really... I mean, seriously, though. My parents don't... You don't tell a kid to get out of a private performing arts school, send to a public school, that what you did wasn't normal. You don't give a heads up on that. Mom and Dad, what happened?
When's dance
class? Let me know.
Jesus. And all the bullies are like, oh, I got you dance class. Yeah, we're going to dance.
So had lessons after three.
Do you think,
do you think
there were bullies that were, some of them were just like, this is too easy?
They're like skinny blonde kids talking about dance.
Some bullies saw Sean and they just thought, I'm going to put that kid in the back of my mind so when I run out of other kids' asses to kick, I'll know he's still there.
The day where I come to school sick... And I'm just not really feeling up to a full beating. I'm going to go after the kid that's talking about dance on the first day.
Yeah.
It's going to be an easy...
The dance class.
I didn't have a chance. I was just fucked.
Man, I was... Man, I would have been mean to you, Sean.
Yeah. When's dance?
What were we even talking about?
I don't know.
Shows?
Hey, Derek, we were talking about Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Should have done cool stuff like Pokemon. Yeah, so Pokemon Sun and Moon are coming out. So does that mean we could start naming stuff after gems again?
Well, they did the gems, and they did... What else?
They did silver colors, and they did gems.
Precious metals.
Now they're taking heavenly
beings.
And
then they did just straight up race relations twice.
White and black.
Yeah.
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 They should just do straight up races. Pokemon.
Asian.
Pokemon. Yeah. Iraqi.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Dude, you could do like more than two this time.
Pokemon Polish. Think about it.
Pokemon.
Think
about it. Inuit.
Think about all the different Pokemon you can catch in those games.
Can you text this idea to Reggie real quick and let him know?
Yeah, I'll text him.
Like Game Freak. Cool. Someone get on Game Freak.
That would be cool. What if... Okay. All right. I know this is a weird idea.
Okay. Let us know.
Pokemon game, but it's about aliens who come to Earth and they catch different races of people.
Whoa.
Wow. Think about that.
Male and female Kangaskhans, but now
they could
it's
like... They could catch an American. Then they catch a Frenchman.
Kangaskhans, but Canadians.
Exactly.
Male and female.
Exactly. And then
get a ditto. What would a ditto be?
And then
be?
You could battle
Dido,
them.
The singer.
Who could breed with anyone? Yeah, Dido, the singer.
And then
the
you
singer.
Can make
You're
them
right.
battle. And you can make them battle.
Pokemon Race Wars.
And yeah. Pokemon Race Wars. And really, everybody at home is like, you can't do that. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, that'd be a pretty fun game.
I would play it.
Can't admit it, but I want to play
you,
it.
Hey, if you're catching everyone, catch them all. That's
gotta
not
catch
racist.
Them all. Gotta
that's just humanity
all.
In one Pokeball.
Yeah.
So that's fine. It's allowed. I'll allow it.
Sean allows it.
I'll allow it.
And he's the least racist one here.
That's a fact.
Is it racist?
No, I just said it's not.
No,
you got to catch them all.
No, that's why I didn't play the theme.
Oh, okay, I was waiting for the theme. I wanted to know.
No, it's not racist.
If it said, you know, catch only Latinos, that is racist. If you say catch them every... No. I'm giving you an example.
What if he said...
An example of what you shouldn't do.
Wow, so you want to make like the Donald Trump game, like got to catch the Latinos?
I would never make that game.
Wow.
Never make that game. No.
Sean Trump.
No.
Seanald Trump.
That is better.
Seanald Trump. Hey, can I just say real quick?
Yeah. Burn. Feel the burn?
No.
Well, I thought that's what you're going
to
say.
I'm going to be serious for a moment. I know we like to joke around. I'm going to be serious for a moment. Donald Trump is going to be president.
No.
Hold on.
I keep hearing people
hold
say
on.
This.
Hold on. I'm going to be serious. This has nothing to do with video games or humor.
Okay.
I go through life with the feeling I have before I walk into a haunted house.
Oh my god.
Because in the back of my mind, okay. I just know, in a matter of a very short amount of time, Donald Trump is going to be president. And this is like when I'm standing in line to go into Frightmare on Market Street. I'm thinking like...
There's going
to
be...
I'm about to see some crazy shit. People are going to be popping out of the fucking dark trying to get me, trying to scare me.
Right.
Just mentally prepare yourself. You're going to see some crazy shit. It's going to be scary inside. Eventually, we'll get out, and you'll probably be fine.
If you told me...
But that's the feeling I have right now, because let me tell you, Donald Trump is going
to
be president.
If you told me 2 years ago, or asked me, Sean, who are you most scared of in 2016? Guess. I would have never said Donald Trump. I wouldn't have said that. But today, maybe I'll say that. The thing
four
that's
more
most
years.
Nuts to me is that... It's the stuff that I see online when people post it, and it's like a joke. Like, oh, isn't this funny? This is crazy. They're arguing on the Republican debates, and like they're just bickering. Isn't that funny? That's crazy. And I remember before George W. Bush got elected, where it was a big laugh riot every time he came on TV. This guy's fucking hilarious. He, you know, are these dumb as hell? This is stupid. And 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years. Well, yeah. They all stay for eight now.
I'm just saying, get fucking ready, because I don't see how that's not going to happen. It just looks like that's what we're getting.
I just, who do you want in this seat?
Him again, if that's really...
Can we do why four not? More?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who I want, because I'm just going into haunted house mode at this point. I'm getting ready for the fucking scares.
I just... Can John McCain just run again so I don't have to be terrified if the Republicans win? That'd be nice. But John McCain.
Oh. What if we... Anyways, the serious bit is... we can go back to being funny now. We're going to go back to making jokes. It's going to happen. So, here we go.
You know, a couple panels... No. Last year, at one point, you mentioned all Trump. You said, we got to play the Trump card, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was a joke. Ha, 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 ha. And there's no way it's ever going to happen. And here we are.
Hey, man. Same with George Bush. 8 years... 8 years. I don't get the bit. I don't know what the fucking joke is.
Yeah,
I didn't get it then either. When I was like,
"We're gonna, we're gonna have a reality star president." That's just this.
You're fired to China.
This guy is
get out.
He's never been a politician before, ever.
Yeah,
and now he's gonna be the strongest politician in the world.
He's got bankrupt like what, eight times?
Well, we had a superstar governor that didn't fuck up too bad.
California's in so much debt. Yes, no, he did.
You said California. You all said right, it wrong.
Well, 8 years.
Anyways.
Well, I thought we were back to the jokes.
Eric, it's not going
to
last 8 years. I'm sure we'll be annihilated
now,
before then.
This is what I'm thinking.
Let's move.
This anime, so I'm not going to get... Akira?
Yeah?
It takes place in a, like, a apocalyptic world, maybe?
Yeah, post-apocalyptic,
right,
kind
of. But...
Neo-Tokyo. Neo-Tokyo.
And there's things all over for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Because the Olympics are in Tokyo in 2020.
Yeah.
And if he's president, this is happening. Maybe.
End of the world? Saying Akira was saying,
the stars are aligning, people. Look into it.
Sean's saying an anime film he's never seen.
Never seen. No.
Is actually a true telling of tales come down.
Yeah,
from the ages.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to the show.
Wow.
Anyways.
Tetsuo gets pissed is what happens.
Don't know who that is.
So just,
don't know.
Yeah.
Don't tell me who that is.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, back to the jokes.
Hey, Leonardo DiCaprio win the Oscar yet?
Is that happening right now?
Can we just check the live results? No.
Can we stop hearing about him not having an Oscar?
We're going through, right now we're through like best adapted screenplay.
Oh, there could be a show about Guy Fieri starting his own religion. It could be Flying Fieri Monster. Guy Fieri should be president. Now that'd be fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is that a reality show? It's a food show. That's better. That's a notch up from Reality Star Host. Food show
food
mogul.
Reality.
Food Network mogul. Honestly,
that's true.
Yeah,
I was in the comic book store this week.
Yeah,
I don't know if we got any comic book fans out there, but I noticed that they're doing Frank Miller's working on a new sequel to the Dark Knight. Returns and Dark Knight Rises series called DK3, Dark Knight the Third. Anyways, check that out. It's available. I had no idea that was out there.
Wow, I haven't heard of that either.
I think 3 issues are out, and it's an 8-issue series, and I know I'm fucking up the name. I know Dark Knight Returns is... Dark Knight Returns and Dark Knight Strikes Again, I'm pretty sure, were the names of those comic book series, and they're really awesome. They're like from the 80s. They're really cool. Super popular, badass comics. Now there's a third one coming out now, which is pretty exciting. So, hey, just a tip, DK3 is out there. I had no idea. Now you know. Dark Knight the Third.
Oh.
I'm sure you don't care. But you might.
Never read a comic since.
I'm such a Marvel fan, I don't really pay attention to the DC stuff, but I know that you're a big fan of the Dark Knight.
I just like
Miller stuff.
I just like Batman comics,
yes,
basically.
Sure. Yeah, you like you're Marvel, but did you... Batman, you like that, right?
I liked the Batman films, but I never collected the comic books.
Did you watch the animated series? I watched that.
Yes, that was huge.
Was that?
The Batman animated series was a really big part of my coming home after school.
Yeah. I watched X-Men.
Having a little snack, watching X-Men and...
Hell yeah.
And Batman the animated series.
I've also been reading a little bit of The Disaster Artist, the book about Tommy Wiseau, the guy who made The Room.
Yeah.
And they're making this book into a movie starring James Franco.
Playing an older guy now again.
I think he's playing. Is he playing Tommy Wiseau?
He is, right?
He is playing Tommy Wiseau, and his brother is playing the other guy, Dave, or whatever the fucking.
The book is.
Tommy was in his 40s when he made that movie, right?
The book is pretty interesting. It's pretty funny. The story of Tommy Wiseau is also pretty interesting and funny. I'm looking forward to that movie. I don't like the way the book is written. It kind of like has a high school poetry style to it where you feel like the author is trying to sound smarter than they actually are. Hmm. It's just – there's like bad analogies in it and stuff. But the story that it's conveying is good, so it's worth reading for that. I think the movie would be pretty funny. So the Disaster Artist, checking that out. Maybe you should check it out too.
I will check that out.
Hey, did you hear about the I heard there's going to be a director's cut for Batman versus Superman that's going to be rated R. What?
I did hear about that. Not in theaters. Cool.
There going to be boobs in it?
Not in theaters, but as a way to do like a Blu-ray thing.
Does Batman smoke a joint? What?
It's probably Ben Affleck.
What are they going to cut out of the R-rated version that they're going to put back in to make it like edgier?
Affleck's dick, probably.
The movie is already 2 hours and 31 minutes.
The movie's not even out yet. Why are they talking about an R-rated director's cut?
Deadpool was a big hit.
Does Wonder Woman like get naked in it?
Oh, that could be.
No, Superman does. You see a big old super dick.
Maybe Superman says fuck in the R-rated version, but then in the PG-13 version they cut it out.
He just says fudge.
He goes yippee-ki-yay mother, and then they just cut to Batman dying.
Yeah.
Oh, sucks.
All right, in the R-rated version, Wonder Woman gets naked. Batman gets naked. Superman says fuck. Lex Luthor smokes a joint full of drugs.
Anal sex joke, like in Kingsman, they ended on an anal sex
joke.
They
ended the movie that way. Bold choice.
They set up the sequel on a big anal sex joke.
Yep.
And what else makes it an R-rated movie? I don't know. And it's better.
Drugs.
And it's better.
Drugs.
So that'll be cool. Mm. That'd be cool.
I want to see Superman get high.
Superman.
On kryptonite.
I didn't know I wanted that until now. Do you think can Superman get high?
I don't think Superman can get high.
Dude. Why not?
He wouldn't be affected by Earth Weed.
Yeah. He has super tolerance.
No, Batman and Superman are going to like sit down to go over whatever. And at one point, he laces a joint with kryptonite. And Superman takes a super hit. And he's out for the count.
He does that thing where he sucks in a whole lot of air. He just hits the whole joint all at once.
If Superman got high,
he lights it with heat vision. He's like,
yeah, his eyes would get so bloodshot. He wouldn't be able to control his lasers.
Yeah.
It'd be like Cyclops without the visor. Yeah. He's just like, I'm so high, burning holes.
That's
and everything.
Coming out this summer too.
What is
Apocalypse?
Superman.
What?
The new X-Men movie. Sorry.
Superman can't get high. That's just fucked up.
He needs space weed.
Superman wouldn't be able to control his strength because he'd be so high he wouldn't realize that he's like punching the guy so hard he like punched a hole in him.
This DC universe is the same as the Cheech and Chong movies. They all take place in the same universe.
Superman and Batman up in smoke.
Yes.
Oh!
Damn.
Sick.
That's pretty cool, guys.
That'd be so dope. They fight Lex Luthor, but they're all, like, they're baked and, like, they can't do it right.
I heard at the end, after the credits, Cheech Marin comes out and he's like, yo, Superman, we want you to join this Hall of Justice team.
Why are you talking like that?
Because that's my Cheech Marin impression.
Cheech Marin impersonation. Okay?
Growing up in very, very close proximity to Mexico, Eric, I've acquired a perfect Cheech Marin impression.
He has acquired the perfect Mexicano accent.
Yeah.
Superman should have gone to Vietnam and taken all the heroin out of Vietnam and just done it all himself. Because it wouldn't affect him.
No.
And then
he would save Jimi Hendrix's life.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
That's where he got hooked.
But even if he did all the heroin, it wouldn't affect him?
No, he didn't go.
Like, no, all of Superman.
All of it. 100% of the heroin.
I think... All the poppies. Okay, look, legitimate question. I am pretty sure Superman, as part of his powers, can do as many drugs as he wants, and they won't affect him.
He's Superman.
Yeah, Earth drugs.
If you could shoot him in the face with a gun, you could shoot him up with some drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll both pretty much have the same effect.
It really makes no sense how food could even, like, sustain his hunger.
Person in the chat makes a great point.
needles can't even pierce his skin.
That's true.
Mm-mm. So
he'd have to eat all the hair.
Or smoke something. I don't know. He could smoke a bunch of crack, maybe.
Yeah, can you do heroin without needle? The needles?
You could smoke heroin.
Yeah, you could
smoke
heroin. You could put it in a Jamba Juice.
Sean,
I'll
show you. Yeah, it's like that, like opium dens in like opium pipes.
Yeah.
I'll show you all about skin popping later.
Skin popping. Yikes.
Anyways,
yikes.
This is a family show.
Sorry, guys. Family we had to get rated R for a second, but that was all Zack Snyder's fault.
We're on subutex.
Do you think Watchmen would have been a good movie if Zack Snyder didn't direct it?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, I'm genuinely curious. I think the pieces are there, but I think that in his hands it turned out the way it was.
I think it could have been a good movie even if he had directed it, just directed it differently. That's my opinion.
The movie was way too long, I thought.
Yeah, even for my standards, that was too fucking long.
Yeah, so, it was slow.
So there you
slow
go.
Movie.
Ozymandias somewhat. There was a tiger there briefly.
Did Mad Max win anything yet?
Yeah, won a bunch of stuff.
Oh, fuck.
But what about all the racist aspects of the award show?
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's why I'm not watching.
Mad Max won Best Sound Mixing, Best Costume Design.
Okay.
Best Film Editing.
Best Film.
Best Production Design.
Okay.
Best Film. Best Sound Editing, Best Makeup.
Best Film!
That's a lot of Oscars.
Best Film of the Year!
Ex Machina, Best Visual Effects.
Maxwell.
I get that. Ugh. I don't agree with it, but I get that.
Mad Max, here's how Derek would have improved Mad Max.
Go ahead.
Please.
He would have had a hammer, silver hammer, and we would have played the Beatles song, Maxwell's Silver Hammer, the whole movie. Whoa. Every time he killed somebody with the hammer,
bang, bang.
Bang, bang, Maxwell's Silver Hammer. And that concludes how Derek would have made Mad Max better.
Can I tell you how I would have done it?
George Miller.
Yeah.
Happy man.
I would have written a story.
Did you see Mad Max, Sean?
I saw it.
They got the girls out.
Okay.
And they put them back in!
No.
The story...
took them to the green place.
The story was they needed to get gas from Gastown. Okay.
Okay.
But then the bullet farm got involved.
Furiosa...
Man, when you really start boiling this down, there's something to it,
please tell me.
This is very detailed, Eric.
Can I get past the first point of
please,
the story?
Please.
That's plot point one.
That's one.
All right, look. If you haven't seen Mad Max, turn this off, because I'm going to tell you what Mad Max is about.
Mm-hmm.
The bad guy with the crazy face mask, which looked cool.
Emote and
that
Joe.
That did look cool.
Emote and Joe.
Fat, ugly, cool-looking villain guy wants to get gas from Gastown. So he sends his number one badass bitch, Furiosa, to be in charge of getting it. Furiosa, because she's a badass bitch, has a connection with all the bitches. And I say bitches in the cool way.
And
not,
I back you up
not
on this.
In the mean way. You know, okay, hold the phone. Sometimes bitch is a cool word.
Sometimes
it's a mean word.
Meredith
Baxter Burney?
Brooks had that song I'm a Bitch.
Exactly.
She had that song.
Exactly. And that's
my mom played that song.
That song is the way I want to use the word tonight. So she has a connection with all females because she is a female, and because she's the most badass one of the society, she takes it on herself to hatch a plan to free the females, who, by the way, are enslaved.
Yeah.
They're like sex slaves for the bad guy, which makes him even badder bad guy.
And his sons.
Yeah, which is gross.
Incest.
So Mad Max also gets wrapped up in this plot because he gets captured by these people and they want to enslave him, but he's Mad Max. He cannot be enslaved. So he casts off the chains of slavery and by chance collides with Furiosa, where they team up and... everything. Look, I could keep going describing this awesome movie, but I'd just be here forever because it's so good. There's so many.
You got
cool
to the part
to
where
cover.
They teamed up and they go back, and that's the movie. That's what happens.
Okay, they don't go back, Sean.
They
have a plan to reach a sanctuary, which they discover is no longer there.
Sure.
And they're being pursued the whole time.
When you can't find a sanctuary and you're being pursued by villains, your only option left is to either be defeated by the villains or take them out. So they decide to take them out.
And then they come back victorious, having toppled the leader.
Yeah, I hated that.
They restore order.
So there was a story. I just want to say there was a story.
Okay. Here. Okay, I just didn't like the story. I guess I would have written a better story. I should have said that.
You don't.
Should have said that. Well, you know, to each his own.
It's no bad teacher. Sorry, Sean.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah,
I didn't
Sean.
See that. Sorry, guys.
It's not Stranger Than Fiction, Sean.
I could not fucking think of it. I'm sitting here for 30 seconds racking my brain. What's the name of that fucking Will Ferrell movie?
Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, well, you want to take some calls?
Yeah, let's end the official podcast and say thank you for watching.
What time is it? Are we at an hour?
Yeah.
We're past an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having the most fun.
Oh, yeah. We're 10 minutes past the hour.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. Thank you for sticking with us. And hopefully Rocco's back from the jungles.
Oh, yeah. Rocco will be back next week. Thank you for watching us. Follow us on Twitter.
Go to shop.mega64.com and buy that shirt.
Go to shop.mega64.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Support us on Patreon. And tune in on Friday, March 4th, for the first episode of Funny Factory.
We'll be on our YouTube channel.
Friend Dimension.
Stick around for the after show tonight. Don't go nowhere, because we're going to be here. And thanks for watching.
Excuse me. And wins dance class.